You know, I want to close our time this evening by just sharing a little bit about who we are as a network of churches. You know, we have a pretty simple mission statement, Crossway Chapel. We say this: Crossway Chapel plants and supports healthy, reproducing churches and regional networks of churches throughout the world for the glory of God. And there's something about this mission statement. I'll just kind of call attention to three main key words that are there. One is this: that we're about healthy churches, and there's reasons for this. We want every church to be a healthy church, and we believe that there's many things that go into being a healthy church, but as a network, we're committed to having some common biblical distinctives, a common theology that we feel like helps the church to be healthy. We feel like we have our common ministry distinctives, as well as maybe most importantly, our common leadership distinctives. And so it's within each church being healthy that we believe that church is able to be committed to multiplication and actually be a reproducing church. And so we want to be about having healthy churches that are planting healthy, reproducing churches. This is because we believe that every healthy church, part of being healthy is to reproduce itself. And so reproducing churches, we're about not just addition, but multiplication. As we plant churches from the very beginning in the DNA, we want them to be thinking about from the very beginning how to be a church planting church. And then one other emphasis I would have put in there is this importance of regional networks. This is important to us because we really believe that in the context of regional networks, we are a highly relational network of churches. What that means is though we have and believe in the autonomy of the local church when it comes to authority, that we choose to relate together in interdependence as family. We sacrifice for each other. We protect each other's backs. We speak well of one another. Like, this is really, really important. And we can, as we're relationally connected, as we relate to each other as family, it allows us in those relationships to do things like we're doing right now. We're doing things like the Catalyst, doing what we'll do in a few months as we do a men's retreat together and have kind of that cross-pollination that's happening. It's a blessing to be part of a network. We have other churches in these regions that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can learn from one another. You can speak into each other's lives, that you can freely share resources. And I was trying to add up, and I just lost track very quickly. I think sharing of resources comes in different ways, like finances. I think through the network of churches here in Northern Colorado, we've given over $1 million to other churches to help other churches get planted. Thinking through the sharing of resources, whether there's needs in a pulpit or someone has, you know, needs for worship and people go out and help out. And just this whole idea of like sharing one another and key body parts to each other. And it's a beautiful thing. And I think when that is happening, then we've been able to see a measure of God's grace. And so I want to show a quick video that, again, is just kind of simply represents what God has been doing in this network of churches over the last 25 years. And it's just kind of an encouraging visual. And so let's go ahead and turn our attention to the screen and watch this quick video. And all that does, it just gives kind of this visual representation of multiplication. And I think back to the history, you know, when Tom and Don Harkus, who planted Mountain View, as they came to Colorado in 1992, and they put all their belongings in a moving truck and came to Fort Collins and knew really very hardly anybody. And so as they pulled their U-Haul truck up into the hotel to stay their first night, they began reaching out to some fraternity guys who were there at the hotel working and hired them to come unload their truck. And as they began reaching out to them and began reaching out to neighbors in their neighborhood and people they connected with, that became a core group of people. And that core group of people a year later launched the very first service in 1993, Easter Sunday. And that's when Mountain View Community was launched publicly. A short time after that, within the first year, Mountain View planted a church in Loveland called Heartland Community. And so some of you saw a picture. Some of you don't know about that church. The church is no longer in existence. There's probably a lot to learn from a baby church planting another church. And so there's some lessons that were learned from there. That church, after a couple of years, folded back into Mountain View. And over the next 7 years, no churches were planted. And this was a unique time for us as a movement of churches. Even though there's no churches that are planted, God was saving people. People's lives were being transformed. It was during that time that, you know, Dan and Nancy Hardy come and be part of this new church, and God begins to change their lives. And Willie and Lisa O'Burke back here, God begins to transform their hearts. And college students like Jason and Sarah McConaughey come to faith and begin to gather in this thing called this beautiful thing, the local church, and people begin to grow. And it was during that time that a couple things were really imprinted in us. One of just that a church, really the church, the church, only grows when people are coming to faith. And so really marked in us that we don't want to plant churches that are just about sheep shuffling pens, you know, fish jumping aquariums and trying to be the latest and greatest church that's better than the one down the street. But really want to see conversion growth. That's been something that has been a value of ours throughout the years. The other thing was the importance during this time of the importance of raising up leaders. The very first Pastors and Leaders Institute happened during that time. That's been a mainstay for all of us as churches, the importance of raising up leaders from within. And so there was a lot of transformation during that time, but there was this longing for churches to be planted. And so the leaders at that time, and Tom was away, and as they were kind of burdened by this kind of aching to be able to see what as God had put in their heart to be not only just a church planter in Fort Collins, but a church planting church. Tom talks about and recounts of a story that he was in vacation out in California. And as he sat on a bluff looking over the ocean and the kind of the sea breeze blowing into his face, he had his eyes shut. He was just really crying out to the Lord, like, God, why are we not seeing churches that are planted? And just, God, would you be so gracious to allow this vision, this heart of what we want to see churches being planted? And as he opened up his eyes, he said the most amazing thing. There was like an armada. There was a whole fleet of sailboats that had kind of come over the horizon. And these sailboats had their sails filled up with wind, and they were cruising across, and more than you could count. And Tom really feels like the Lord is speaking encouragement to his heart, like just keep being faithful. And each one of those sailboats is like a church plant with their winds filled by the Holy Spirit. And so keep being faithful. And by God's grace, very shortly after that, Willie and Dan and Dean Hendrickson, as they had different life groups planted in Windsor community, or Windsor, as their life groups were in that area, and they planted Windsor Community Church. And it was really a pretty short time after that they sent out Willie to plant a church in Greeley. Pretty short time after that Willie sent Aaron and the team to be able to plant a church here at the Crossing. It was a pretty short time after that the Crossing plants Choice City here in Fort Collins, and really the picture that you'll see completed tomorrow of multiplication happening over the years. And I think there's something about, like, we want to celebrate what God has done, but we also want to be very clear that, like, we just feel like this is the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more that God has. Many, many, many more churches we feel like God is calling us to be part of planting. And again, that's the purpose of this weekend. That's why we do these catalysts. We want this to be a time where our hearts are stirred, where we keep our eyes to what God has called us to be about, the mission of what God's called us to be about. Our mission is to make disciples, but we feel like one of the best ways to see that happen is through the healthy reproducing of churches. And so we understand that churches aren't just magically planted out of the sky. It's important that churches are healthy, as healthy churches will plant other churches. And so we need to be committed to multiplication at all levels. And we understand that our churches have got to be incredibly intentional and purposeful. It's so easy for all of our churches to get kind of caught up in doing what we're doing and lose the focus, lose the vision of everything that we do, from raising up leaders to how we do ministry, with a real passion to be able to see churches that are planted. And so that's part of what this weekend is about, is to stir this heart within us. I want to challenge us to be open on what God may do. You've already been challenged. Be open just your heart to wherever God may lead you. Connect with others. A big part of this, and you heard it when Matt was talking about, was just even conversations that will happen over the course of tomorrow and maybe later tonight. Amazing things happen when God's children dream together. Those dreams can really turn into realities very quickly. And so I just challenge you to connect with other people. I want to mention a few things that, as we look to the horizon, that we see that God is doing. And we do this just because if there's an interest in your heart that you can kind of connect together with other people. As we look at the horizon, there's a few things that God's doing. One, that we see that God is moving a group of people from Windsor Community towards planting a church in Greeley. And so, Jason, if you want to stand up back here, Jason Shelton, if you want to talk to them, there's no time limit on this. We're trusting the Lord. They just had baby twins, and there's a lot going on in their life, but they're open. They're praying with others about what God may do. And so if you have a heart for Greeley, maybe talk to Jason about that. We also have just a need that's in Arizona. We have a church partnership in Surprise, Arizona with John Williams. Typically, what we want to do is someone wants to plant a church is to come be part of one of our churches for at least a year so they can really be ingrained with the DNA before they're sent back out. John didn't do that. We made an exception because their young family had just adopted two children from internationally. And we felt like just the dynamics of moving for a year and going. And so it kind of made an exception. So we sent him out as a church planter without, you know, and that's why a lot of you necessarily don't know John. who are here in this room. John is a great young man. They're doing a lot in Arizona. As many of you know, as they launched and planted the church there, as a young family, John was diagnosed with stomach cancer. And so he's been courageously planting a church while fighting stomach cancer that's metastasized to many different parts of his body. And he's courageously fighting. We are all praying for a miracle, and we're praying that God would completely heal him, because God's big enough to do that. But we're also just trusting the Lord for that. We would love to see people who have a heart to want to go out and join up with what they're doing out there, to be able to come along and support him and just even trust what the Lord has for the future. And so be aware of what God's doing up there. There's also a movement from our church in Wilmington up to upstate New York. And so James, who is a worship leader at Wilmington for quite a while, is in the plan of moving towards upstate New York. And so there's some things that are happening there that you can learn about. And then Aaron wanted me to mention just the Czech Republic as well. You know, the partnership with the Czech Republic, there's so much we can learn from them as a network of churches. They're just killing in so many different ways. There's opportunities that are there. And so Gary, who used to be a pastor here at The Crossing, is now at Park Church down in Denver. Through that connection with Gary, who's kind of aware of what we're doing here, connected one of their missionary couples to go out to one of the cities there in the Czech Republic, and they're just been a huge blessing. So there's opportunities like that. There's opportunities. There's someone from Mountain View who's there for 3 months. Other people have gone out for 6 months. We're sending a couple teams out this summer, so there's some opportunities that are there as well. And so as we pray, and I think as we're open, just praying that God would do a work all up and down the Front Range. When you think of all the needs in Longmont, and you think of the needs in Denver, when you think of the needs as we're thinking through, like college towns like Laramie of all places. Like that's kind of like my, Laramie's like my Nineveh. And so I have to be really careful. And I'm like, but it's actually really strategic. Like, there's a college that they just need it. And I always make fun of that. And I'm just really worried in my heart what this is going to get me into someday. So definitely places like that. We think about the needs across America and key places. You know, we have regions that are starting in Chicago and on the East Coast in Wilmington. What Eric's doing out in New Jersey. There's major areas that need a good region of churches. And so just praying for those. So we think about our international church plants and what God is doing overseas and be part of that. And I think this is worth just commenting for a quick second, because all of our churches do a lot of different things in missions. There's a lot of ways to tackle frontier missions. And so I know many of you are here because you have a heart for frontier international missions. And so like as a church at Mountain View, like we support Bible translation in Muslim Asia. There's other things that you all do in different ways, but when someone wants to be part of our mission statement of planting a church that's a healthy reproducing church that has a vision for planting churches, and they align with who we are and those distinctives, you know, that becomes then a Crossway Chapel church. And so that's what we've seen happen in Czech Republic and Nepal. And for some of you, that God may be burdening you to really start planting seeds of that internationally. I wanted to mention that. And so I just want to pray for us, as you think about, man, if God could take like 12 disciples, and these aren't great. We'll show that at the end. Is that good? You think of these 12 disciples, and all estimations, these are pretty young guys, the majority of them. We know they don't have a lot of education and background, and God can use these 12 disciples who are filled with the Holy Spirit to transform the world as we know it. I just think about this room of people who have the same Holy Spirit within them. In many ways have more resources, much more resources and opportunities than the disciples have. What could God do in a group of people in this room? And just to be open to what God would do over the course of this weekend. And so we're going to close our time. We're going to end with that quote there of where will God lead us next. And what I'm going to do is we're going to officially end. I'm going to encourage you before you leave is to grab groups of three or four around you, have one or two of you pray, and just pray for what God wants to do in your heart through this weekend. As we close that officially, you can kind of just make your way out after that. We will meet tomorrow morning at 8:30 in Windsor, Colorado, Windsor Community Church. Make sure you give yourself about 30 minutes to be able to get there from Fort Collins, depending on how you drive. And we'll be there starting sharp at 8:30. We're going to have a light breakfast, so not much protein, like some bagels and fruit and stuff. So if you need protein, make sure you eat that before. Is that good, Dan? Is that right? Yeah, Lord willing, we'll see you in the morning and have a good night's sleep. Thanks for giving us this time, and I think it's a really critical and important time together. So let's close. Why don't you just pray in groups of two or three as we end tonight, and we'll see you in the morning.